Good afternoon and welcome to the Lunchroom on Radio Caribbean International for Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2025. And this is program number 1375 of the Lunchroom. I'm your host, Calix George Jr. In addition to radio 101.1 FM, you can also get us at our website, rcistlucia.com. And we are also streaming live on Facebook. You just have to search for the official page of Radio Caribbean International. If you'd like to call in a little later on in the program to tell us what's on your plate today, the number to do so is 452-3046. And you can also reach us on our WhatsApp number. That is 724-0008. That number is also available. Like I said, you can message in or you can call in to WhatsApp. Again, 724-0008. In a little while, we'll be touching base with our friends over at Republic Bank. And they're going to be telling us about some of their options with Republic Bank's Home Plus loan. And, of course, they will be talking to a personal banking officer with Republic Bank EC Limited. But that's in just a bit. First, we want to send out some birthday greetings to Mr. Mike Thibbles. Michael Thibbles, happy birthday to you. And wishing you a wonderful birthday celebration. Also, want to send out some birthday greetings to Dr. Christopher Cox. Happy birthday to you, sir, and we do hope that you're having a fantastic birthday. Also to Dr. Jamie Maeda, happy birthday to you, Jamie, and we are hoping that you're having a wonderful birthday celebration. And also to Dr. Peter Sendrose, happiest of birthdays. Hope you're having a wonderful celebration. It's also the birthday, interestingly enough, of a gentleman who also goes by the name of Dr. Beat, Michael Dubois, and many of you would know him, of course, on air, and we want to wish him a fantastic special birthday as well to Michael Dr. Beat Dubois. I look back in time on this day to some of the occurrences as far back as 1792 today. We look at the Mount Unsen in Japan's Shimabara region erupting, creating a tsunami and killing about 15,000 people in the country's deadliest volcanic eruption. In the year 1832, on this day, the first U.S. Democratic National Convention was held in Baltimore, Maryland. 1871, on this day, the French army attacked Paris, interestingly enough, starting the Semaine Sanglante, or the Bloody Week, a week-long battle that killed 10 to 15,000 individuals and ended the Paris Commune. And in the year 1927, on this day, aviator Charles Lindbergh, in the Spirit of St. Louis, landed in Paris after the first solo air crossing of the Atlantic. And some years later, in 1932, after flying for 17 hours from Newfoundland, Amelia Earhart landed near Londonderry in Northern Ireland, completing the first solo transatlantic flight by a woman. And we now move on to our dish of the day. The daily dish is brought in the kind compliments of our good friends at Tiles Plus.
One test for your home, I see. Bathroom, kitchen, pantry. Need tests for your balcony. Come down to Tiles Plus, satisfaction guarantee. Tiles Plus, Tiles Plus, Tiles Plus. Big test with unbeatable cost. Customer service, A plus. Did all kind of tests. Come down to Tiles Plus. We also got glassware and vanity. Boss, boss, you'll see. Come down, don't mind nobody. We got the best tiles on island. Trust me. We are located Land Street in Castries, Bosses, Jules, Grozzy Lakes, and Clark Street in Dufort. Telephone number 453-7939. Tiles Plus.
Serving now, the Daily Dish.
And welcome back to our program for today. And, of course, it is a bit of a cloudy, overcast day here in the north of the island in Castries. And, of course, we do hope that individuals will exercise due care and caution on the roads. Sometimes it will get slippery, and we do need to be ensuring that we can all get to our destinations safely. Now, we're going to be taking this is going to be a very short dish of the day, and that is because at 1:15, we're hoping to get on to our friends for Republic Corner, which is of course, going to be happening every Wednesday right up until the month of September, looking at the work that Republic Bank is doing and the wonderful offerings that they have for the St. Lucian public. But as I was speaking to the matter of road safety, one of those issues that has been pretty much long-standing has been the matter of livestock on our roads. And, you know, in some places you may see around the world, you may catch a sign that says, animal crossing or deer crossing or beware of the bison crossing the road. And usually these are in very rural areas and not generally on busy highways. But in the case of St. Lucia, we do have the, if you want to call it the Castries-Groseley Highway / Sir Julian R. Hunt Highway, passing through what still remains a relatively green shock estate. And, of course, the remnants of an earlier time, of a time when, of course, agriculture was really important for St. Lucia, is still certainly remembered when driving through Shock Estate, because we certainly seem to have to share the road with our four-legged bovine friends. And unfortunately, sometimes they do end up causing accidents. They end up, especially if it's a dark and you've got many of these cows somewhat loitering along the roadsides and around the roundabout there. It certainly has led to issues in the past. It was a matter I suspect was raised at one of the pre-cabinet press briefings, and so it will be something of interest to a lot of individuals out there who drive on that road. And just to share that story on St. Lucia Times before we start on that our program with Republic Bank. Residents have long raised concerns about livestock, especially cattle, straying onto roads and highways across St. Lucia. One frequent trouble spot is the shock area in Castries, where wandering animals have repeatedly endangered motorists. At Monday's pre-cabinet press briefing, Minister for Agriculture Alfred Prosper addressed the issue in response to a question about an update on the government's plans to mitigate the risk. Quote, just this morning, I got a call from someone who was driving from the north in Castries, Prosper said. I want to make the statement, and I want to make it bold, to say that the government is not responsible for ensuring that residents are safe from our roads. A farmer who is a cattle owner, who is a livestock owner, it's his responsibility to ensure that his cattle does not move away from the pasture onto the road. But we know that there have been many incidents in the past, and why would someone wants somebody to lose their life driving to his home because of somebody's cattle problem or cattle. Prosper revealed that the issue has been under discussion at the cabinet level. One of the main areas of concern, he said, is Castries North, which continues to record incidents involving free-roaming livestock. However, the minister shared progress on a potential solution. Just last week, we were able to identify an area of land in V4, he said. We are working with the cattle owners. We had a meeting with a few of them already, and they have agreed to move their animals to the south to make this problem a thing of the past. While the government is supporting a broader solution, Prosper stressed that livestock owners must take individual responsibility. I'm calling on all those cattle owners to find a new mechanism to at least put a fence around your pasture to avoid those animals posing a risk to persons' lives, he urged. That story coming from the St. Lucia Times. Maybe afterwards, after our Republic Corner, we might be able to take in some comments about just that. But that is our dish of the day. When we come back, we'll be joining Ms. Petra Jean-Louis, Personal Banking Officer at Republic Bank EC Limited, for our Republic Corner.
This has been The Daily Dish.
Want
tests for your home, I see. Bathroom, kitchen, pantry. Need tests for your balcony. Come down to Test Plus, satisfaction guarantee. Test Plus, Test Plus, Test Plus. Big test with unbeatable cost. Customer service, A plus, did all kind of tests. Come down to Test Plus. We also glad gas and vanity. Boss, boss, you'll see. Come down, don't mind nobody. We got the best tests on island. Trust me. We are located Land Street in Castries, Bosseju Grozy Lanes, and Slack Street in Viewfort. Telephone number 453-7939.
And welcome back to our program this Wednesday on the Lunchroom. And as we've indicated, every Wednesday up until the month of September, we're going to be dedicating some time to meet our friends over at Republic Bank EC Limited for what is being dubbed the Republic Corner. And this, the second edition of the Republic Corner on the Lunchroom, we're so very pleased to invite Miss Petra Jalouie. She is a personal banking officer at Republic Bank EC Limited, and she is joining us today to tell us all about what is a very exciting program that they have, a very exciting offering, which is about making investments, and it's perhaps the most important investment that you can make, owning your own home. And Republic Bank's Home Plus loan under the Pick Your Rate campaign is helping more St. Lucians step into home ownership without the weight of a big down payment. And so I do believe we have Petra on air already with us, and let's try to have her on. Hello, good day. Okay, it looks like we have lost Petra, unfortunately. And I hope she can, in fact, call back to tell us about that program. And, of course, as I said, it is Republic Bank's initiative, Republic Corner, and Republic Bank Home Plus. It's part of a Pick Your Rate campaign, which is happening right through. And I think we've got Petra back on air. Petra, welcome. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, good day. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi. Are you calling from Republic Bank?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. I was told that I was going to be speaking with Petra Jalouie, but I suspect...
So Ms. Petra Jalouie is here, the personal banking officer, and I'm here with her. This is Kareem Benet, the personal banking manager.
Ah, okay. Wonderful. So we have two individuals on, Kareem as well as Petra. Thanks for joining us here today to tell us about your Republic Home Plus loan program. So tell us, what is this Home Plus loan all about and who would benefit most from it?
So at Republic Bank, we are making it easy to own your own home, financing up to 100% of the purchase of your new home while offering flexible repayment structures.
So you're saying 100%, up to 100%? Coverage for a Home Plus loan?
Yes. So we are covering up to 100% financing of the purchase of someone's new home.
Wow. Okay. So that is really interesting, because normally in these situations, persons expect to have to make some down payment, you know, maybe 10%, maybe 15%. And you're saying that is not necessary in this instance?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty amazing. Now, I noticed one of the standout features is this 100% financing. What does that mean for customers?
With 100% financing, customers can purchase their own, well, their dream home without putting up any deposit. And that makes it easier for young borrowers, renters who don't have a lump sum saved up as yet, or even low-income households to purchase that property of their dream.
Okay, now, so you're saying that this is for homes as well as land purchases as well? Is that covered into that?
Yes. So this is also for land purchases as well. We do up to 100% financing for that.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, are there any additional benefits included in the Home Plus package during this campaign?
Most definitely. We understand that there are a lot of costs associated with owning your own home. or switching your mortgage. So at Republic Bank, we're offering to cover some of those administrative and legal costs to make it more affordable for our clients and potential clients.
So you're, in fact, going to be covering some of these various costs that individuals will incur in the entire process. So I suppose like things like conveyance fees, transfer fees.
Legal fees, valuation fees, just all these little administrative costs. We would cover some of those in our process.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And of course, I guess you would also be guiding along individuals in terms of the process as well, what they need, what they've got to have in place to meet your requirements as well.
Yes. At Republic Bank, we have a team of well-trained staff who are committed to ensuring that customers understand the process involved with owning their own home. They will be assigned a representative who will be walking through the entire process from searching to acquiring their dream home. So that means that officer would literally guide them through the process and explain to them the different, avenues, who they will make recommendations of who they can seek out also legally when they have to get to the lawyer to do the process. They can make a recommendation of a lawyer, or they can the customer has the opportunity to use their own lawyer.
So I know, of course, there are a lot of people on island who would be wanting to look into this, but then you sometimes also have individuals who are St. Lucians living abroad, St. Lucians in the diaspora, and they may, be working wherever they may be for whatever different reasons, but they still want to have a piece of St. Lucia. They still want to be able to come home and maybe in the first instance at least just have a place to come back to, and then maybe later on even a place to retire to. Now, are they also going to be able to benefit from this Home Plus loan program?
Yes, so the promotion that we have currently is targeted to persons, national residents as well. So persons who are abroad can still reach out to us, and we can guide them accordingly in terms of getting these benefits to owning their own home.
Okay, wonderful. Now, for someone listening right now who's been dreaming about owning their own home, what is the next step? I mean, help us understand, what should they be doing right now?
Well, as a dedicated financial institution, we have branches across the island where you can visit. Customers can visit us at Rodney Bay Branch, Castries Branch, Reefer Branch. And in addition to that, they can contact us via, our telephone number is 458-4725, or send us an email at republicbank.lc@rfhl.com. They can also visit our website for more information, which is republicbankstlucia.com, and they should expect a response within 24 to 48 hours of us receiving that request.
Because at Republic Bank, we understand the ease of doing business, and we want all customers to ensure that they reach us via all channels. So when they come and they have the question, at least they have avenues in this, for them to contact us, and we can guide them accordingly.
Now, this is also being done under a broader campaign that you have running right now, I think up until September this year, Pick Your Rate campaign. How does that Home Plus loan fit into the Pick Your Rate campaign?
So the Pick Your Rate campaign currently is where the customer has an opportunity to get a discounted rate, which is tied to our board rate. A customer, once they qualify them, they're able to dip, and the ranges from 0.25 to 1.5. So a customer gets a discount of these rates, whichever they choose.
Okay, so then basically you almost guaranteed to get a discount, but it's just that you are looking at a spread, so you may get a higher discount depending on what you end up actually drawing. That's my understanding of it.
Yes, indeed. So customers can get a high discounted rate based on what they pull from the ballot box.
Indeed. Now, help us understand, because you did say that you can get up to 100% financing. Is that is there a minimum threshold? Are there limits to that? Is there a maximum threshold? How does that work in terms of the 100% financing? Or determining how much is going to be covered?
Okay, so the 100% financing, the customer just needs to bring in the documentation and we do an assessment. and we can tell them exactly what up to the 100% that we can give them. Usually, the we do evaluation if the customer has a nice property. Once the property is valued at a certain amount, if the person is selling the property for less than that value, then we can assess it and see if we can fund the entire purchase price of that property for that customer.
Okay, okay. So this is in the instance where you're actually buying a property, maybe land or a house and land package that's already existing. In terms of individuals who are doing, they want to build a home their own self, I mean, that also is going to be covered under this Home Plus option.
Yes. Okay. If a customer is willing, interested in actually constructing a house,
right,
we actually do up to the 100% financing for that. There are other terms and conditions, but when the customer comes in, we will have that full discussion with them.
Okay, so there's lots of flexibility here in terms of what this is, in fact, able to cover, as you were pointing out. The 100% financing obviously is going to be very attractive for a lot of individuals. And I suppose you will give indications as to the length of these loans as well?
What type?
These are mortgage type.
So everything will be discussed with the customer. Once they come to us, we will tell them exactly how long the term of the loan would be. And like I said, we have flexible payment structures. So based on the assessment of the customer, once they come to us, we let them know what we can do for them to make it more affordable for them to purchase the property that they want to.
Now, in the case where a customer may already have a home, but they in fact want to do renovations, they want to do upgrades, they may want to, let's say, add on another room, they have an expanding family, something to that effect. Is that possible under the Home Plus program?
Yes, that is actually possible on the Home Plus program. It's just literally restructuring the mortgage, taking out more equity out of what they currently have. And we can work with the customer and they can fall under this campaign.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful news here coming out of the Republic Corner. And of course, we've been speaking with Kareem as well as Petra from Republic Bank and their personal banking department, telling us all about the various options under Home Plus. It's in fact all part of the Pick Your Rate campaign that I understand is happening up until, is it September the 15th, I believe, of this year. And of course, that offers you potential discounting on the interest rates that are on offer. And of course, in this instance, an opportunity to potentially get a new mortgage, refinance your mortgage, buy land, buy house and land, construct a new home. It's all quite possible under Republic Bank's Home Plus program. And of course, it's removing barriers and opening doors, literally opening doors for St. Lucians ready to own a new home. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to say yes to home ownership with the Home Plus program. And of course, thank you very much, Kareem, as well as Petra. Any parting thoughts, any parting words of encouragement to our listeners out there?
Of course. I mean, as Republic Bank, our main goal is to be the bank of choice for everyone in St. Lucia. So take this opportunity and come to us. Come and ask a question. Sit down with one of our officers and we'll be gladly ready to have a discussion with you. See how we can help get you that new dream home or that piece of land that you've been looking at for some time now.
Wonderful. Thank you. Go ahead, Petra. Sorry?
Well, I was just saying that our officers are ready and willing to assist.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And you just want to give us that contact information just one more time, please.
Yes. So they can visit us at our Rodney Bay branch, Castries branch, or Viewport branch. They can reach out to us via our contact number 458-4725 or 456-2100. They can send an email to republicbank.lc@rfhl.com, or they can visit our website where they can learn more about our promotion at www.republicbankstlucia.com. And customers can expect a response from us within 20 to 48 hours, guaranteed.
And you can also do some of the application online, I understand, as well.
Yes, you can do the application online as well. We will get the lead for that application.
Wonderful.
So,
thank you.
We make sure that we maximize all channels so customers can reach us.
Thank you so very much for sharing with us, Kareem, Vinay, and Petra Jalouie, the personal banking department over at Republic Bank EC Limited. Thank you so very much for sharing, and have yourself
and
a wonderful day.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you. And of course, that has been our Republic Corner here at the Lunchroom on Radio Caribbean International. We now head across to taking our weather report.
Peace out the house out for the best price and the latest style. Take a little drive down to Island Style Car.
We got the time to make you go. Oh. We got the time to make you say,
yeah.
Quality rice, service choice. It's all an Island Style.
Visit us at our showrooms in Belarusa, Rodney Bay, on the John Crompton Highway, Cass Street, and behind Ruby's Gas Station on the Library Viewfort Highway. Or call us on 450-452 or 453-TILE. Island Style, Tile and Bath. When you think tile, think Island Style.
This is Radio Caribbean International. It's now time for the weather news.
And now, sort of course, in the 1.1 is down time for your weather report as of 12 noon today, presented by Island Style Talemba. The forecast for St. Lucia Valley for the next 24 hours, the winds will be blowing from the east near 21 miles per hour. Or 33 kilometers per hour. The weather partly cloudy to cloudy skies with a few brief showers. There is an advisory in here which reads small craft operators and sea beavers are advised to exercise caution due to above normal seas. The forecast for the Lesser Antilles is partly cloudy to cloudy skies with widely scattered showers. And the weather summary, the Atlantic high pressure system will generate moderate easterly winds across the eastern Caribbean region during the next few days. Patches of low-level clouds drifting along the wind flow will cause widely scattered showers over the region during the forecast period. A tropical wave located over the eastern tropical Atlantic is moving westward near 12 miles per hour or 19 kilometers per hour. And this was your weather forecast as of 12 noon today, presented by Island Style Talamba.
This has been RCI's Weather News. For more information, call the Weather Hotline at 454-3452. RCI 101 number 1.
And the latest style. Take a little drive down to Island Style Car.
We got the time to make you go.
Oh.
We got the time to make you say,
yeah.
Quality rice, service choice.
It's all an Island Style.
Visit us at our showrooms in Belarusa, Rodney Bay, on the John Crompton Highway, Cass Street, and behind Ruby's Gas Station on the Library Viewfort Highway. Or call us on 450-452 or 453-TILE. Island Style, Tile and Bath. When you think tile, think Island Style.
And welcome back to our program here at the Lunchroom on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, we've got about 25 minutes to go before the hour of 2 o'clock. The number to call in to tell us what's on your plate today, it is 452-3046. Again, 452-3046. And you also have that option of reaching us on WhatsApp. That number there, 724-0008. Of course, earlier on, before we took in that special segment from Republic Bank, we were, in fact, talking a little bit about livestock and the matter of, well, safety for livestock and, of course, safety for drivers, road users, particularly in the region of Shock, where it has been seemingly a long-standing issue. I don't know if it's a shortage of rope. I don't know if it's a shortage of an absence of fencing. Well, it certainly does appear that way, but that has certainly been a major issue over the years, which has caused damage to a number of vehicles over an extended period of time. So let us hope that in this instance, the Ministry of Agriculture can, in fact, find a permanent solution to what has been a long, outstanding matter. Now, of course, the big issue is that let's hope that once those the cows that are there right now are, in fact, taken out of that Shock Estate area, that, in fact, new individuals, new settlers aren't going to come in as well to take their place. We've seen that challenge over the years, where sometimes it, you know, these become recurring problems, where individuals just simply go back into doing what they've been doing in the past. So, of course, the matter of livestock and the matter of food security is a really important one, and we can think back to one of those issues that unfortunately got a death knell, a death blow, as a result of the Desert Star Holdings project, was that of the meat processing facility down in the Larisus, well, Boseju area of Viefo. Since, I think, the 1940s, 1948 or thereabouts, or 40, was it 46, I think, yeah. Just after the closure of, well, the end of World War II, the lands in that area were utilized as an agricultural station, and with the hope there that it could, you know, be used for livestock, and so since then we've had that tradition in Viefo of having a livestock sector with government involvement in this regard. Unfortunately, that has seemingly waned, and as a result of a number of other challenges, we certainly have not been able to grow that livestock sector to the extent that we certainly cannot support our demand for meats on island. We are making progress in other areas, and some may say that in the area of, let's say, poultry, that has certainly picked up. There's a rising demand for chicken products. But still, though, some challenges in that regard, and it's still a system that has to rely in great measure on having quota systems in place, and sometimes those can be very controversial for importers as well. But it is certainly one of the areas where you find very high demand for protein, and so it's a matter that is unfortunate that after spending such a large sum of money, over $20 million, that facility has not been able to be realized. And that was on the basis of equine sports, right? Equestrian activities. That was the hope and dream of one Mr. Teo Aking, and that was what was bought into by the then Prime Minister Alan Chastney, that somehow St. Lucia was going to become this Kentucky Derby mecca for horse racing in the world, that we were somehow going to be competing with the Royal Ascot. And I think there was a very snooty picture of the Prime Minister watching on in the UK, watching those races happening at the Ascot race course. And of course, that never came to pass. And again, remember the model that was being proposed at that time was that because horse racing was not a legal sport in China, that somehow we would see Chinese nationals flocking and showing great interest in horse racing over in St. Lucia. And there were even, of course, attempts at looking at, I think, horse racing in some parts of Inner Mongolia. And that was what was used to say, hey, we've done it here. We've done it in Dubai. And somehow it's going to come to St. Lucia. This did not come to pass. And unfortunately, that promise of, 400 horses being brought on island and horse racing every day came to a sum total of maybe just about two highly subsidized race days. And of course, since then, there has been nothing more of it. I'm not even too sure what has become the fate of approximately, 40 horses or so, which were brought on island. Many of them seem to have been shipped out of St. Lucia to other parts of maybe the Caribbean, where horse racing has had a much longer tradition, the likes of Barbados with its Garrison Savannah. Perhaps others may have ended up going to Santa Rosa Park in near Rima in Trinidad. Maybe some headed across to Caymanas in St. Catherine in Jamaica. But it did not seem to hold in terms of developing what was supposed to have been this international horse race course. Maybe if we had observed what had happened over in St. Kitts and Nevis, where there was a similar project proposal of a very, very similar nature, let's build a horse race course and somehow it's going to catch. They too have not been successful with it. And that, I think, according to what was said of that project, may have only lasted maybe a year or so or even less, with just a few events, and then also ended up shuttering their doors. So this idea that individuals were then going to come and build villas because they wanted to have close proximity to the race course, that too seemed to have come to naught. And the sum total of it is that is a perhaps a negative, because the government has ended up with a situation where the Boseju Agricultural Station had to be closed. It had to be then, land had to be procured, I think, through the National Insurance Corporation in Volet, in Miku, for the establishment of a new livestock station over there. It still, of course, has not gotten up and fully up and running to the extent that was envisaged. You then, of course, had, because of the need for this equine disease-free zone, we saw the situation over with the meat processing facility. Unfortunately, again, that being closed for such a long time ended up being vandalized, equipment being damaged in that facility as well, and so has rendered it almost unusable. Well, in fact, is unusable at the very moment. And then on top of that, of course, the government, they're having to spend a considerable amount of money building a bypass road, which was completely unnecessary, really and truly, because the original orientation of the race course did not require the construction of a bypass road, but maybe it was part of a greater desire for more land. It was reoriented to push it closer to across the existing Larisus highway, and therefore requiring a new road to be constructed to allow for access to Larisus and St. Jude and beyond. There was also, remember, the issue of the landfill. And that was an ongoing matter of concern. Now, mind you, the VA4 landfill was perhaps never in the best location. It was really right at the sort of the entry point into the town of, well, the VA4 plain. And it was also in close proximity to a stadium that was eventually built there, the George Orlam Stadium. And so perhaps certainly was not a suitable site long-term for a landfill. But that certainly had to be closed. And we remember the cost of bringing in incinerators, which were perhaps still never used. And that too cost millions of dollars as well, unfortunately. The whole matter of these incinerators, which were for a particular scale of incineration, that too has not worked out in our favor. And of course, the country continues to maintain a pretty high operating cost in that you have to haul significant amounts of waste to the Deglo landfill. And of course, it means then that the Deglo landfill has been placed under even greater pressure as a result of that, which it in fact is now serving the entire island. And of course, you end up in these sort of risks that you don't often plan. Because you now have a landfill, not having a landfill in the south has also meant that individuals tend to want to get away with a quick and easy way of disposing of materials. They don't want to drive all the way up to cul-de-sacs. Right? What happens is that you end up with issues of illegal dumping in the south as well. Let's take a call at this time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the lunchroom. And what's on your plate today?
Good afternoon, colleague George Jr.
How are you doing, sir?
Senior and your colleague George Jr.
Thanks very much. Are we good? Thank you.
George. Everybody cool, eh?
Yes, thank you. Yes, we are.
I listened to the tail end of your yesterday.
Yes.
Your show.
Yes.
And I heard you made a very, very important and significant fact. Point, that these people, and it makes you wonder how good these people understand certain things. The understanding of how things work when they just say what they want and make it sound good, just to make certain people look good. But with regards to especially private public sector partnership.
Right.
And where they will tell you, well, you could have just take a loan and do it, and we pay back the loan.
Right.
From the fees or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that would be much better.
Mm-hmm.
Being totally oblivious of the operational costs over the years.
Mm-hmm.
The number of years,
Mm-hmm.
Have to be factored in, because that is not the responsibility of government.
In fact, there's a phenomenon, I think,
that's a shame, because you heard these people talk, and they talk about the loan for construction.
Yes.
But they don't talk about the operational cost.
Not at all.
Yes,
in fact,
if you just take a loan to build something, and the operational cost is for government, end up much worse, because very often a lot of countries are left with that kind of burden.
Oh yes.
They build giant institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Increase the capital stock.
Mm-hmm.
They never fully assess what the operational costs could
be. Mm-hmm.
And they run into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And these things end up being
they end up with a white elephant on their hands, and the idea that, well, if you build it, they will come, doesn't materialize.
Yeah. Now, so when they don't understand the whole risk reward sharing, and the whole concept of the investor. taken a giant step. I mean,
but as individuals, you sometimes hear the phrase, you don't want to become house poor. Where you have people who will say, well, you know what, I want to have, a six-bedroom house with, a gym and a home theater and whatnot, a very, very lavish, you know, mansion. And they'll figure and they'll look at their banker and they'll say, well, you know what, I can afford this, man, because, and they end up and they spend more than they can actually chew on. Right, they can buy and what ends up happening is that they build a house, but then they can barely eat, they can barely maintain themselves beyond that.
That's the analogy there, you know, and not only that, you know, you also mentioned about the cost of
maintaining it.
So on.
Yes.
It's an asset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are not born by you. So when you look at the total cost of whatever deal partnership you strike, it's worth much more than just what the books will show.
It's worth much more than there's that upfront capital investment that you believe you can cover.
So the books can't really show that yet.
No, right. Yes.
Precisely. On the information,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the balance sheet,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth, you have a fair assessment, because they themselves need a fair assessment of what kind of money they could spend.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they'll be taking the risk instead.
That is what is going to be worked into the tariff.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? But it's sad, you know, that thoroughly before, you know, and we have a modern a day, you know, we have a modern politician who don't even understand these things, my brother, and want to represent, you know, kind of, I mean, that strike me, I mean, sometimes, you know, I bewildered when I hear, you know, the naive understanding certain people, you know, have of governance and how an economy is managed and all these things, and they just break it down into a simplistic kind of, you know, trivial kind of mundane kind of debate, you know, discussion, you know, the hospital don't have this and have that, people are dying, people are hungry, they can't afford to pay them, you know, and basically, I mean, yeah, that might have capital in terms of the people who go into that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of understanding what leads to these things and how we get out of that cycle.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
What is needed in terms of, you know, the kind of governance and understanding of government that is needed.
Mm.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Sometimes, I wouldn't level that on only one side, you know.
Mm-hmm. No. It's a matter that we have to look at objectively across the board.
Too much prevalence of that. The people who see themselves as, you know, representing people of modern government and so on, that they don't not properly schooled in certain areas. And I'm not talking about getting inspired and so on. Because these things have been a wrong, you know, and will be a wrong for some time to come. So I think, it's a very, very, very important point. I just wanted to mention that. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks very much for that contribution, caller, regarding the matter of the Hivenoro International Airport. It still is an ongoing debate tussle between the two sides. As to what should be the way forward with respect to the redevelopment of the Hivenoro International Airport. I also want to make a point that there's also a school of thought regard. And I think this point has been made, or had been made certainly, even in the Parliament of St. Lucia by the Honorable Alva Baptiste. And Mr. Baptiste, in another life, was actually an individual who worked in an airport. He has a pretty good understanding of some of the issues relating to airport operations. And there is a school of thought, too, that, in fact, if you actually stand to benefit by delaying investments until they become absolutely necessary. The country benefits to a great degree in terms of ensuring that you make greatest efficiency of what you already have in place. And even when you expand, ensuring that you're expanding in an incremental fashion, not over-expanding and over-exerting what your resources. Let's take in a call at this time. Good afternoon and welcome to the lunchroom. And what is on your plate today?
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
On the issue of the stray cattle in the shop area, I think you have a situation where the person who owns the cows is not the landowner.
That is
so
correct.
It's not reasonable to expect the landowner to fence up the property.
That is
the livestock owner.
Yeah, no, you're correct. The cattle owners are utilizing the space. I don't know if they have permission or not, but they are utilizing the space.
Yes, so then we must also look at if we can amend our laws to deal with stray cattle, you know. And so if, let's assume, you have some kind of finder's keeper's clause, you know. Of course, you don't want people to abuse that and steal people's cattle, but...
There have been many suggestions that people always say, well, you know, if the cow hits your vehicle, then just take the cow. That's much easier said than done, right?
Because exactly.
Most of us don't have the means to be able to haul a cow away and then find a reasonable pasture to be able to put the cow. Or some people will say, well, you know what, you could have a great feast the following day or something. But I don't know. I mean, obviously, these things require a little bit of thought. And I do think the step of trying to remove them from the area is an appropriate one. But I just hope that it's a sustainable one, because you know how things are. The three or four, however many farmers are there now, may comply, and then somebody else has a bright idea that they want to, take up, the land that is left there now for that purpose. So,
I think probably it's an enforcement issue, and if there are any loopholes in the law, then they should amend the laws to correct it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are right about that. I'm not sure what exactly the laws are, but I think as a whole, the Roads Act and the Traffic Act is a little bit more recent than the Roads Act, but certainly if there is in fact a loophole there, it would be a good thing to tie up. There are a lot of things that we definitely need to look at in terms of our traffic management. So thanks for that call, that contribution, caller.
Okay.
And have a good one. And of course, the matter of HIA is still one I want to get into more in depth. There's an article talking about PJP's abandoning the new Huonora International Airport, a betrayal of St. Lucia's future. That was published a couple of days back on the 15th of May by the United Workers Party. And, of course, making a number of assertions regarding the issue of the Huonora International Airport and comparing what is ongoing with respect to the case of Dominica, which is trying to go ahead with building a new international airport. Of course, in the case of Dominica, they're building everything from scratch. They have to be leveling hills and valleys, and it's a mammoth undertaking that is actually ongoing over there right now. Thankfully, in the case of, in our case, we have not had to engage in, to achieve an international airport. We didn't have that much to do in comparison to Dominica or even St. Vincent with Argyle International. But we do certainly need to ensure that the investments that we make are prudent and, in fact, can be justified. And it also needs to be taken within the context of the broader national development plan, which is necessary in looking at these types of facilities. And we still have to come back to that issue of, do we need two airports? Do we need two cargo ports? Can we, in fact, be a more efficient country by way of ensuring that we really maximize the resources that we have available? And that, of course, speaks to a lot of different issues, including the matter of land use planning and planning for the future. Not planning on a 5-year basis or a 10-year basis, but really looking at how we can have a very clear long-term vision and understanding not just the long-term vision, but the actual steps in between as to how we actually get to that destination. And that tends to be the problem. Quite often, I think a lot of people can see, have a general idea of where you want to get. But the steps to get there, that can be very, very challenging. And that's where quite often people can get very much off trajectory and end up in places that are not planned for. And of course, the point I was making by our earlier caller, we've seen a lot of countries go on these spending forays, and Greece, you know, the country that it was experiencing one of the highest debt to GDP ratios in the world. And part of that journey that they wanted to, that got them there, was as a result of overspending in a number of areas, including on what was the Athens Olympics, and lots of major projects which invariably did not actually result in the kind of economic growth, the promised increase in numbers of tourism, of visitor arrivals, didn't really just work out. And so they left carrying a very heavy debt, a very heavy bill. And of course, what ended up happening, debt defaults, loan defaults, right? And once that began occurring, challenges with the IMF and other challenges of people trying to see, well, nobody having confidence in the Greek government made it even more difficult now to borrow. And the hardship continued, and perhaps one could say even continues up to the current day. So definitely, we do not want to end up in a situation of being house poor. That's our program for today here at the Lunchroom, and we hope that we can be back tomorrow for another one on Radio Caribbean International. Have a good one.